Good Tuesday. Today is June the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices continue to go up as we are at that time of year when a lot of side dressing is going on. We're going to take a look at some of those changes, as well as recent legislation in the state of Ohio dealing with Farm Bureau health insurance programs. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Before we get into today's headlines, we want to take a look at some of the activities going on out at the Paulding County Fair today. Today is Senior Citizen Day. That opens the fair up at 8:30 this morning. The Junior Fair Horse Showmanship will be taking place at 9 o'clock, as well as the judging for those FFA still projects. 4-H clothing judging starts at 1 o'clock today. At 4 o'clock, they'll have the style review and awards. And of course, 4 o'clock, harness racing starts in front of the grandstand. Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the average retail fertilizer prices continued to be mostly higher during the fourth week of May. Average retail fertilizer prices for 7 of the 8 major fertilizers that are tracked by a DTN survey were higher compared to where they were a month ago, and for the third straight week in a row, leading the way higher again was urea. That nitrogen fertilizer was 11% higher compared to last month, with an average nationwide price of $662 a ton. Now, UAN-28 also was more expensive compared to a month ago. That liquid nitrogen was 8% higher and had an average price of $418 a ton. Now, five fertilizers had slightly higher prices. DAP had an average price of $798 a ton, while MAP was at $831 a ton. Potash at $475 a ton. 1034-0 came in at $669 a ton. And UAN-32 is $494 a ton. Now, there was one fertilizer that was slightly lower looking back to a month prior, that being anhydrous ammonia with an average price of $776 a ton. If we break these down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price came in at 72 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 47 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 75 cents a pound unit nitrogen, with UAN-32 at 77 cents a pound. Looking back a year ago, seven of those fertilizers are now higher in price compared to where they were last year. DAP is up by 1%. Both MAP and anhydrous are 2% more expensive. 1034-0 is 4% more expensive than a year ago, while 28% is 17% higher, 32% is 22% more expensive, and urea led the way 23% higher. The remaining fertilizer, potash, does continue to be lower by about 7% compared to where it was a year ago. Taking a look now at some headlines that made big news back on Wednesday here in Ohio, legislation which would result in the creation of Farm Bureau health plans giving access to affordable personalized health care plans for Ohio farm families has passed out of the House. Senate Bill 100, introduced by Susan Manchester, passed in the Ohio Senate in early April and was approved by the Ohio House today with support of Representative Bob Peterson. The bill would help provide health care opportunities, close the gap in health care coverage, and improve the well-being of current Ohio Farm Bureau members. The direct positive impact to the creation of Farm Bureau health plans cannot be overstated, said Ohio Farm Bureau President Bill Patterson. For this legislation to be passed in the span of only a few months clearly indicates just how significant the issue of the lack of attainable and customized health care coverage is for rural Ohioans. We appreciate the work of Ms. Manchester and Mr. Peterson and their fellow lawmakers for making this a priority, as well as our members and the Ohio Farm Bureau policy team for getting this crucial bill across the finish line. Now, Farm Bureau health plans, which would serve as a member benefit, similar to health plans offered by a number of other state farm bureaus across the country, would be in addition to the Ohio Farm Bureau Health Benefits Plan, which already offers small businesses health care plans for their employees. I'm thrilled at the passage of Senate Bill 100 as it marks the first bill passed in my Senate career, said Senator Manchester. The district I proudly represent is the most agricultural intensive in the state, and Senate Bill 100 was created for the hardworking farmers back home. Farm Bureau health plans will allow for greater economic opportunities and mobility for farmers across the state, and I look forward to continuing to work alongside Ohio's farmers to develop agriculture-focused, farmer-focused policies that strengthen rural communities and improve the lives in Ohio. The legislation is now headed to Governor Mike DeWine's desk for his consideration and to be signed into law. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about different ways USDA works to protect us and our animals from foreign animal diseases. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
John Feger had opportunity to check out a recent art exhibit in New Jersey, one that offered a connection.
The Clifton Art Center, as it's now called, is the current owner or operator of the building that used to be the quarantine center.
As in the agriculture department's sole animal quarantine station for a 70-year period through the first two-thirds of the 20th century. The Art Center exhibit focused on that history, which its building, made up of two now-connected quarantine barns, were part of a larger animal quarantine station that was decommissioned in 1970 and sold to the town of Clifton. And John Feger's connection as a USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Veterinary Services employee of
the New York Animal Import Center, the current federally owned and operated quarantine that I work at, that's located in Rock Tavern, New York. And we continue the history of having animals quarantined
as a means of assuring imported animals from birds to livestock are not carriers of a foreign animal disease that could impact domestic animal populations.
You had VS employees who oversee the care and husbandry of the animals. While they stay in quarantine, they were examined for any foreign animal diseases. They were tested. And then once their quarantine was complete, they would have been released to become part of the U.S. domestic herds and flocks.
Feger notes what has also changed over time is the growth of USDA-connected animal quarantine facilities across the country, with the Rock Tavern facility remaining the largest such operation in the U.S.
Veterinary Services does work closely with the private industry, where we have privately approved quarantine that VS oversees. For example, in New York, we have a private equine quarantine that Veterinary Services inspects and oversees every day. We have private quarantines in Chicago, Los Angeles, multiple in Miami, and then multiple in New York.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agriculture news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.